sick of listening to your shit. Shut the fuck up.
If you're a heckler, shut up. If you're a hater, shut up. If you ain't holding the mic, then shut the fuck up. Fuck boy, shut up. Fake friends, shut up. If you ain't about growth, then shut the fuck up. Negrophobia, shut up. All lives matter, shut up. White man with a forked tongue, shut the fuck up. Victim blamer, shut up. Uncaring, shut up. If you're worthy to our benefit, shut the fuck up. Liar, liar, shut up. Wolf crier, shut up. When grown folks are talking young and shut the fuck up. You a traitor, shut up. Manipulator, shut up. Real friends, though the time to shut the fuck up. Wrong preacher, shut up. Wicked preacher, shut up. If you ain't got any answers, hey, shut the fuck up. Interrupter, shut up. Obstructor, shut up. If you ain't holding the peace pipe, shut the fuck up. Hey, hey, hey. 2021.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
That's what's up.
Shut up!
You cannot talk!
Épisode 180. Damn, we're doing some progress. 180 degrees! Sorry, okay. Episode 180, Return to Sender. Now, there she goes again, the dopest Ethiopian. And now the world around me begins moving in slow motion whenever she happens to walk by. Why does the apple of my eye overlook and disregard my feelings no matter how much I try? Wait, no. I didn't really pursue my little princess with persistence. And I was so low-key that she was unaware of my existence. From a distance, I desired her. Secretly admired her, wired her, a letter, together, and it went. My dear, my dear, my dear. You do not know me, but I know you very well, and let me tell you about the feelings that I have for you when I try to make some sort of attempt. I simp. Damn, I wish I wasn't such a wimp. 'Cause then I would let you know that I love you so, and if I was your man, then I would be true. The only line I would do is in the bed with you. Then signed, sincerely, the one who loves you dearly. P.S. Love me tender. The letter came back 3 days later. Returned to sender.
Message!
Damn. Wow. You know, it's not often that I have a lyric that I want to recite a second time. And just remember, this is my goddamn podcast, so I'm going to do it again. And shout out to those of you who are pissed off at me for not reciting it the way the original author recited it. But this is deep for me, all right? Okay, one more time. Now there she goes again, the dopest Ethiopian. And now the world around me begins moving in slow motion whenever she happens to walk by. Why does the apple of my eye overlook and disregard my feelings no matter how much I try? Wait, no. I didn't really pursue my little princess with persistence. And I was so low-key that she was unaware of my existence. From a distance, I desired her. Secretly admired her, wired her a letter together, and it went. My dear, my dear, my dear, you do not know me, but I love you. But I know you very well, and let me tell you about the feelings I have for you. When I try or make some sort of attempt, I simp. Damn, I wish I wasn't such a wimp. You guys have no idea how this is making me feel. Because then I would let you know that I love you so, and if I was your man, then I would be true. The only line I would do is in the bed with you. Then sign sincerely, the one who loves you dearly. P.S. Love me tender. The letter came back 3 days later. Return to sender.
Message!
Damn. Okay, Okay, I got to fix that one. Okay, sorry, not the lyric. Okay, hey, I'm in the middle of a podcast. All right, hey, welcome. Bienvenue. I know episode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, a.k.a. Mr. ShutUpPodcast.com, a.k.a. Le Grand Papa B, a.k.a. Gaston Lenoir, a.k.a. Fils Pasteur. All right. That sounded good. All right, that's good for myself. I want to give that. All right. Before I continue with the show, before I start the show, I need to give a heads up to you new listeners, especially those of you who like accidentally clicked on this podcast. This podcast is a safe space for my thoughts, and it's protected by the red, the black, and the green in collaboration with the red, black, and the red, blue. Rouge et bleu's up in this bitch. I represent and hold it down for black folks who say yes to the question, are you an outcast? I also represent and hold it down for black folks who grew up watching TV Ontario, Télé Québec, and Soul in the City and much music. This episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on Wednesday, June 12, 2024. This episode is also brought to you by the letter F. F for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. This podcast ain't for you. Brace yourself. I said brace yourself. Brace yourself. Hey, you know, it's kind of warm in here. What's that about? I mean, it's not the fact that the AC... Like, it was... Man, this weather, I got to tell you, man, It's a little bizarre. Okay, yeah. The pronunciation is weird. All right. This morning I greeted a friend. I said bon matin. Good morning, friend. I said bon matin. But as you people would say in your language, ribbit. Get it? Ribbit. I was accused of racism against French people. All right, okay. Yeah, I forgot. I'm in the middle of the intro. All right. Just to help familiarize you listeners to this podcast, I like to break down my episodes into three parts, which I prefer the term acts. The first act is the intro. Second act is using random thoughts. And the final act is, guess, final thought. Now, so far in the intro, in the first act, what you've heard so far is the theme song, the title to today's episode, followed by some poetry, which both the title and the poetry will complement the final thought, or relate to the final thought, will lead to the final thought. And everything after that was a greeting and a warning, you know, for to white folks on the kind of podcast they're about to listen to. Yeah, if you haven't noticed, black is a very strong theme on this podcast. My name is B Black Podcast. Why the fuck wouldn't the podcast be black as well? All right, okay, and yeah, another thing I like to do in the first act is before I could, you know, get to the first act is I like to share some quotes, and this time I got two of them. The first one goes, "It's really cool. I got it from Instagram." Content creator's name is the Sigma Empath. Okay, it goes, love needs action, trust needs proof, sorry needs change, healing needs time. My God, that's beautiful. You know, I really like one of my favorite things on this podcast is noticing that I forgot to find a quote for the podcast and quickly finding one. And yeah, this one was so apropos. Second one goes, the worst outcome in this world is not having self-esteem. If you don't love yourself, who will? Naval Ravikant. All right, boys and girls and everyone in between, this concludes the intro. Let's jump to News and Random Thoughts and yeah, get the show started. All right, y'all motherfuckers ready? All right, let's go. Whoa, did I mention it was warm in here? Like, it was cooler earlier. Damn, I got the I mean, I could turn on the AC, but that shit will get noisy. Hold on a second. Let me see what happens. You know what? I could turn on the AC, but I'm risking a power outage. the short. Because for those who don't know, I've rearranged my room. And I'm really grateful the way I've done it, the way I've made some changes to this, to my studio. And you can't feel it, but I'm elated. Is that the word? Elated. Anyways. And by changing my room, I've changed the plugs. And I know one of these plugs that if there's too much shit in there, I know one of these plugs that if I turn on this AC, it's like, lights out. So I don't want to risk it. So you know what I'm going to do for you fans? I'm going to tough it out. I nearly said some shit of I'm gonna do like my ancestors and tough it up. Then I thought about that. You know what? That's kind of like what's the word? Kind of disrespectful. Like I'm gonna compare me being in a warm studio that I own to fucking slavery, to working out in slavery. Come on, B. What the fuck? Come on, man. You know one person I do not want to meet? My ancestors. Because, like, there's no way they wouldn't call me a little bitch. It's like, you had a bad day at work? What the fuck? Try spending months in a slave ship, knuckle. All right, okay. shit, and he'd be saying it. He or she would be saying it in Creole. Oh, man. It's like, uh-oh. Come on, Z, you little bitch. Yeah, anyway, yeah. Where was I? Okay, I forgot. I'm in the middle of a podcast. You know what? I am, I guess I'm in a better mood. I wasn't feeling too, I was really fully ready to go on some self-pity mode, and something changed. Oh, it must be this microphone. It must be the reminding myself of this beautiful studio that I got going here. Okay. I got the camera going at the same time so I can see myself, and I'm not looking too shabby. Mind you, I feel like this camera is making me look fat. There's no way I'm that fucking fat. Holy shit. Ease off on the chicken wings, B Black. All right, okay. Where was I? Use a random thought. Okay, let's start. Let's get jokes on the side. Okay, we're going to start with some news, actually. And the headline goes, I just discovered this. If you go in the other links, you'll see what inspired or how I discovered this story. My bibliography, but this one goes: man who broke into Bun B's home, got into a shootout with rapper sentenced. Oh my God! Got into shootout with rapper sentenced to prison. Right? Okay. And am I gonna play this? Yeah, I'm gonna play. Okay, no. Here, I'm gonna. Oh, that's not a long article. I'll tell you what, man. I don't have a special treat. No AI today. I'm gonna try reading it. You and I, okay, I'm going to read it. Focus, B. It goes, Houston, the man who pled guilty to invading Texas rapper Bun B's home 5 years ago and causing a gunfight has now been told his fate. According to court records, DeMonte Jackson was charged with 2 counts of aggravated robbery with a deadly weapon and burglary. Does he have to get away for, or is it, attempted burglary. Whatever. Here's what happened. Back in May 2019. What was I doing by 2019? I don't want to think about it. Then 20 years old Jackson was randomly trying to get into homes in South Houston. Fuck. He ended up ringing the doorbell of Bun B's home with, so he must have been in a rich neighborhood. Bun B's, don't you look? Okay, sorry. He ended up ringing the doorbell of Bun B's home where Bun's wife opened the door. Wow. Police say that when Jackson forced his way inside the home with a gun pointed at her head, he then tried to rob the couple and Bun B's wife. Queenie told him to take the Audi in the garage. Bun B, whose real name is Bernard Freeman, did not know that, was upstairs but reportedly heard the commotion, grabbed his gun, United States, and confronted the suspect. You know, I mean no disrespect when I say the United States. For me, it's just fascinating that, being able to resolve a problem with a weapon. You know, maybe I'm the pussy. Maybe I'm the one who needs to step up. But it's just the idea that, what the fuck is that noise? Click, click, click. You know, I'm just, yeah. Confront the suspects. Gunshots were exchanged between Jackson's and Bunn. Sometimes I wish I was more comfortable with a gun. Jackson suffered a gunshot wound to his left shoulder, according to investigator, and was later found at Pearland Medical Center, where he was taken into custody. Bunby's attorney, Charles Adam, told... Bunby's attorney, Charles Adam, told KPRC2 back in May 2019 that he hoped justice for Jackson would be swift. There are not a lot of people that love... There are a lot of people... This is why I don't read, because I see words that are not there. There are... a lot of people that love Bun and hold him in very dearly, he said. I would want to be DeMonte Jackson walking the streets. I hope he stays in jail, but if he doesn't stay in jail, he might want to get out of Houston. Damn. Is that a threat, brother? Yeah. Okay. Now, I'm saying all this. Okay. This is how I discovered the story. This content creator had the question, snitching. Now, so two questions are being asked, right? Let me go in the order of what I wrote down. Now, if you know Bun B, if you're familiar with Bun B's lyrics, okay, but you know, he's in the gangster rap category. And a lot of people are like, hey, man, in the rap world, you play the gangster shit. And in the real life, technically, you snitched. You're supposed to be hood. Now, again, I'm not into that gangster shit. I'm a taxpayer. I agree. Good for you, Bun B. Good for you. I'm okay with Bun B outsourcing justice to law enforcement. You know, he paid taxes. He's a property owner. Man, the man's got to record another album. He's got a tour. He ain't got time. He can't tour from prison. I mean, you can. I mean, you got to be very creative. But I'm just saying... put me on team, Bun B handled that shit like a gentleman. He had an option. He could have handled it on like some gangster shit or like a gentleman. He chose gentleman. Look at me try to justify myself. Like, I feel like I'm going to get Cameron show up and go, oh, this nigga snitch. Fuck Cameron, man. And fuck everyone who's accusing Bun B of snitching. Man, I guess I'm holding an opinion. I'm on... This ain't this kind of podcast. And that's not true. I like talking about hip hop. I guess I'm just fascinated at the idea that people are like, oh, Bun B, you snitched. Yeah, all I know is I've reached an age, and I'm grateful that I've reached an age where I've matured. Matured enough to know that, you know what? I am not into that gangster shit. And I figured that out at a young age. I remember being very young, listening to a lot of gangster rap and being like, you know, that's cool for you. Selling drugs is cool for you, but not for me. Not because I'm morale or I got all this kind of morals and shit like that. I just know that I don't have the makings of a drug. Like, I'd get robbed. If I don't get robbed, I'd do some dumb shit like extend credit to a crackhead. You sure you're going to pay me back? Okay, you sure, eh? I mean, I know you go for some hard time, but this time, you better promise to pay me back. You know, I do stupid shit like that. I do things like, oh, man, really? I mean, oh, man, not only can't you pay for food for your kids, you want to get high too? Oh, man, here, I'll tell you what. Take this money to do some groceries. And this crack, compliment of Be Black. You know, my point is, I learned at a very young age that, but I am proud of that I reached an age where I was proud enough and not ashamed to tell my friends who were into that allegedly gangster life that fuck you, hell no, we're not hanging out anymore. I tell them, straight heads up, look, man, don't involve me on your gangster shit, because I will snitch. I can just guarantee if the cops arrest us, I'm snitching. Fuck that. Cop could just kick the chair, and I'm like, I don't want to go to jail. I'm not getting any fucking story straight. I am not hiding crack up my bum. Fuck you. We're all going to jail. No, you're going to jail. I'm going to spend a bit of time, but after I get a chance to say my piece, you're fucking going to jail for crimes you forgot you committed. Anyway, all right, snitching. Another argument apparently another people are coming up with is, and this I read this in another article, is they're like, so the dude who went into homie's house, Bun B's house, got 20 years. 20 years. That's the same thing D'Angelo got. D'Angelo from The Wire. He got 40 years. Let me hold on 1 second. You get, did I read that right? Sent this. 20-year-old. Yeah, he's 20 years old. But I remember seeing in another article. Yeah, 40 years. 40 years. 40 fucking years. What are we? 2044. 2044. Oh, man. Fuck. Climate change like a motherfucker. Man, that jail's going to be underwater. And apparently some people are complaining. Oh, by some people, I'm including the dad of the guy who did the home invasion. It's like, yo, come on. I mean, I know my son fucked up, but 40 years. And he's saying because he's a celebrity, it's not fair. I think the real crime, his son is suffering for the fact that he's a celebrity. Look, man, I got to tell you, man, you put a gun to the man's wife. You stuck a gun to the man's wife, and he didn't kill you. 40 years? You know, and fuck, you know, this story is interesting because you're getting an opinion out of me. I'm a truthful. I guess home invasions, I don't like home invasions, but there's something about, look, desperate times, hurt people. I understand all that shit. But yeah, you know what? No. It's like, it's finally the one time where I'm like, yeah, fuck empathy. Fuck your reasons for home invasions. I mean, yeah, that's fucked up. And out of all the people to rob, wow, you pick a guy with a gun. Shit. Yeah, I know, it's hard for me to feel sympathy for this dude. I'm sure there's other people. God bless. I'm not going to argue with the people who are like, oh, hold on, 40 years is excessive. I'm like, and I'm not saying this because I'm a fan of Bun B. I'm just, I guess what I'm saying is, I'm empathizing with Bun B more. I'm empathizing with Bun B's rage. His desire for wrath, for revenge, for justice. And his wife. That should be okay. I'm not a sexist piece of shit. And his wife. His poor wife was pleading with the guy, yo, take the Audi. And his asshole was like, fuck that. I'm sure he didn't use a lot of politically correct terms when he was when she was pleading with him. Take the Audi. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard for me to still feel sympathy for the guy. But, yeah. You know, I'm against, I tell myself that I'm against the death penalty, but you commit a crime that makes me, like, very angry. It's hard for me to see past. Sometimes I like to watch Law and Order. I know I like watching Law and Order, but the episodes that get me is the one where they're really rational about the situation. Dude creates, like, commits all kinds of heinous acts. Wait, it's the other way around. Yeah. And the prosecutor is like, yeah, we got to show leniency. I'm like, fuck that. Hang that nigger. I'm using the N-word, even for a white person. You know? It's like the defense look. You know, I just can't. Sometimes I like watching those shows and be like, and let my emotion get the best out. Fuck rational thinking. I know what the law says, but fuck that. Hang them. Hang them high. Let me try to lower the volume. Sorry, I'm looking at the meter on my board, and I say sorry a lot. Well, because I'm from Canada. I mean, it's a bad habit. I pick up from Canadians. Anyways, that was the story. I thought it was an interesting story. I just felt the need to share my take. I'm just realizing I have a lot of things to go through, so let me try to speed this up. Well, I'm not going to speed this up, but okay. That's my conclusion. That's it. All right. Bun B. Good for you, Bun B. I felt like listening to some of his lyrics and say it. But I'm not going to. Oh, see? In one of your rap songs, you say. Okay. All right. Okay. Where was I? Hold on a second. My eyes just dried up for some reason. The fuck's the humidifier doing? Is the air dry? Okay, all right. Okay, this next thing I got on the agenda is I could spend a lot of time talking about this, and it's an image, and it's an image I'm gonna reflect on. It's an image of a Trump supporter, and on her T-shirt it says, "I'm voting for a convicted felon." You hear that? I'm voting. Not we're not talking about Hunter Biden. We're talking about this lady is talking about Trump, and the. Person who shared this tweet is asking the question, what do you see? My answer is a fucking reason to vote. My TikTok timeline's been filled with these I'm going to use the word pseudo intellectuals, these fucking, I don't know, Democrats, these people who feel like they're the smartest people in the room, and with these long-ass theories on why, with all these complaints they have about the Democrats, I say Democrat, even though here it's the liberals, but all this bitching about, all these reasons about why the liberals, Democrats are fucking up, ain't shit, or if they're not making that argument, they're making an argument about why fucking voting doesn't change shit. And honestly, it's funny. I like this contrast. Is on one end, you look at this MAGA voter with a T-shirt that said, "I'm voting for the convicted felon." And the first thought, these pseudo-intellectuals will be like, "Oh, she's so stupid. Oh, my God. She's an idiot. She's not smart like me." And these fucking articulate, likely university graduate, probably majored in philosophy, or minored in philosophy, all these fucking theories about why the Democrats ain't shit or why voting is a waste of your time. And I'm looking at this woman with a T-shirt about I'm voting for a convicted felon. And I'm saying to these smart people, you are not smarter than the politician counting on your dumbass to not vote. Excuse me, I'm not going to call you dumbass. Counting on your ass to not vote. It's a fucking game, man. It's chess. They're relying on you to feel superior and have a superior intellect. Smart. I have a friend. She was telling me how she was at a party with a whole bunch of philosophy majors, and I guess the noise was getting loud, and the cops show up to the door, and one of these philosophy smartass gets to the door and be like, "What's the problem, officer?" It's like, "Hey, asshole." I'm paraphrasing. The cop, they call him assholes. "Yeah, we need you to turn your nose down." And this asshole goes into philosophy about it's defined loud. And this cop is probably like, and I'm not pro-cop. This is the worst part. You know you're pissing me off when you got me on the pro-cop side. This cop probably is probably working overtime, had a shitty day, and now he's dealing with this fucking hippie philosophy major who wants to fucking have a long, "No, trust me, you have to understand, blah, blah, blah." Anyway, my friend, she came in, you know, she fucking grabbed the dude, threw him out, said, "Yes, officer, we understand, we'll keep the noise down," kept it moving. And this is why I was going with, and no disrespect to philosophy, I like philosophy, but what I hate is pontification. That's what it is. It reminds me of church people who are like, "Jesus will save us from the gangs." It doesn't work that way. Look, okay, here's what I'm saying. I'm going back to what I was saying is, because I could talk very long, and I'm just going to make one point, which is, the point that I already made is, one is, what you want about these conservatives, they're stupid, but they know, but when they want their guy to vote, their guy in, usually it's a guy, they vote. They understand the power. No, it's not about understand the power of voting. They're just show up to the fucking voting booth. No questions asked. Our side has got a fucking, hold on. Let me figure out the Pythagoras theory of why I shouldn't vote. You know what I mean? Okay, second point I was going to make is you are not smarter than the politician who's counting on you to not vote. these corporations, whatever the fuck you're thinking about, they can get away with whatever they do because they know that you idiots don't want to get behind the wheel. They know that they can break us up. Porsche's going to vote. They know that a minority of the population is going to show up to the voting booth. And if they're lucky, who knows? I don't know whether they care or not who wins. But one thing they know is you guys don't care about seeing, about being in the driver's seat. You don't give a fuck. We can put this motherfucker on autopilot. That's the thing. They can tell that we don't give a fuck. And can get away whatever bullshit they want. Oh, man, there's a clip I meant to play. And it's about a content creator on TikTok. Did I put it? See if it's in the other notes. I'm not going to play it because it's kind of long. And basically, homie is just talking about how, before you bitch about how voting doesn't work, how about the fact that, how about we test it out? No, what did he say? He goes, we don't know if it doesn't work because we never actually used it. A minority of people show up to the voting booth. When I say a minority, I'm talking specifically Canada, especially Canada. Oh, it's pathetic. Canada and the U.S. They know we're split it up. But you know who will show up to vote? The people you keep calling an idiot. And you know who they're going to vote for? the one guy who's sucking, the cult leader. A fucking cult leader is going to get them to vote. The motherfuckers who's out there saying the dumbest, ridiculous shit. We got to get rid of the niggers. Fucking Poliev, I just saw a clip. He's got this thing about, he's like on some incel shit. But the dumb people will vote for him. And his biggest chance of winning is if you assholes don't show up to vote. Ah, sorry. Okay. All right. I realized that. I remember driving from work and thinking about this segment. And I'm like, B, you know what? Just stick to the one sentence. Because or else you'll talk your ass off, which I just did. All right, okay. Okay, the only point to the program is get out and vote because dumber people than you will be voting. Dumber people than you will have their hands on the steering wheel. Just remember that. Don't let your friend drive drunk because he won't take you to Disneyland. I don't know. Okay, that's a bad example. But I'm just saying, don't let your fucking drunk friend drive drunk getting behind the steering wheel. All right, okay. Be an adult. What else do I got there? Oh, this one makes me laugh. Okay, I like this one. I don't usually like to make fun of people on this podcast, right? But this particular one, only because she got under my skin. I allowed her to get under my skin. And I'm going to play it. I'm going to call this Revenge of the Nerds. And the person who shared it, Mrs. Butters, I don't usually tell the names of the people who shared it. Whatever. And she wrote, her caption was, it is... Someone is mega mad that they peaked in high school. Here we go. Hold on a second. Bear with me. Here's hoping the volume's not too loud.
So all those nerds in high school, like the weird theater kids and the anime people, and you know who I'm talking about. The people we didn't hang out with.
Bitch.
Sorry. So they've grown up now, and they're the ones making the laws. They're the Mark Zuckerbergs. They're the Faucis of the world of fucking nerds. Those fucking dorks that never got laid in high school, and they've got a major chip on their shoulder against the normies. That's why you see all these fat ass fucks making laws. Oh, you can be obese and anorexic. Okay, sure. They're the ones inventing clown world. They're the ones in media. They're the actors. You wonder why actors are so politically leftist? Oh, right. It's because they're loser theater kids. They're the theater kids who grew up, and now they're telling me and you what to think. They're telling me and you what to do, and they're making the laws in this country. Well, it's time to stand the fuck up and stop being scared. Like, why are we scared of these people? They were massive losers in high school, and they're massive losers today. It's time to put the motherfucking nerds back in their place. Stand the fuck up and speak.
And speak. Yo, okay, nah, fuck this, man. This gotta be satire. No way, because she looks like... Okay, I'm going to pretend this is satire. I got to pretend this is satire. And if it's satire, how five to this girl, because this is a great character she just created. But this is for real? I don't know what's funnier, that or me being like, fuck you, bitch. Who you calling fat? I don't make any laws. You know what it is? I look at her and I get into the moment and I find myself reminiscing on holy shit. I was high school, which was like 30 years ago. Fuck, that was a very long time ago. And they're long ago. Like, I'm really allowing myself to get into it and be like, fuck you, bitch. And, but okay, no. Kidding aside. It's more the idea of, someone made me think about that. It's more the idea that of people my age going around the world and they've peaked in high school. Like, their best days was in high school. And they've been spending the rest of their life. I'm in my 40s. I'm like close to 50. Damn, that's a big number. Yeah. And basically spending their lives since high school thinking about the good old days. That's the part that makes me laugh. And I comment. I have my own joke. I said, say what you want about Ted Bundy. He also peaked in high school, but at least he was funny. This girl wants revenge. Holy shit. Yo, okay. The one thing that got me, and forget her tirade. It's more fuck Zuckerberg. I don't like Zuckerberg too, but Fauci? Nerd. Fauci. I wasn't really a nerd. I tell myself I was a nerd. I mean, I wasn't really a nerd. I mean, I wasn't that smart. I was good at math, but I wasn't like a stereotypical nerd. I sucked at sport. Does that count? Yeah. All right. Okay. You know what? Let's not take this shit too seriously. I'm sharing this for more entertaining reason. Speaking of entertaining, this is amazing. This is fucking amazing. Okay. I'm going to read the title. Hopefully, you'll get the full context. You might have to watch the video for yourself to understand, right? And the caption goes, or the title for this video goes, POV, your family is making fun of a situation in a song. But that was your real life experience back in the day. Okay, I'm going to play it and I'm going to try to make sense out of it, okay? Here we go. It goes, the girl who's speaking, she's adorable. Okay, hold on. So let me put the, like, speaking of back in the day shit, here we go.
It said, meet your telephone man. There's something wrong with my line. Phone man, right? There's something wrong with my line. Like the line that connects phone and thing.
What should
that? So then, boom. It said, when I dial my baby's number, I get a click every time. So if they don't answer, it'd be like.
Girl hang up the phone. She's shocked.
That's terrible.
When you listen at it, it's like click. I hung up. I said, telephone man, something must be wrong with my phone. Because she hung up. Doing the dead run. I thought it meant like it's your child. It wasn't going through. It's something wrong with my line. When I dialed my baby, there's a click every time. So like she called it, it's like.
It would go through. Like, she had him block or something. I was like, why would he be saying there's something wrong with my line? What is a line?
Okay, I'm gonna hit pause. Okay. At first, I was thinking of my younger cousins, but they wouldn't have done that because they wouldn't be that insensitive. Okay, you got to see the video for yourself. Okay, what's going on is you got a young lady who's hearing the song Mr. Telephone Man by New Edition. Count me out this time. Anyway, if you don't know who New Edition is, add it to your homework. Do your homeworks, right? Go to your favorite music player and go New Edition and start from the first album. Shit, what was the first? Doesn't matter. All right, okay. What was I saying? So, young lady, they're at some community event, I'm assuming, whatever. Looks like might be a church, whatever. And the song Mr. Telephone Man, and I guess she's trying to understand the lyrics. And she goes, Mr. Telephone Man. There's something wrong with my line. When I dial my baby number, I hear a click every time. Now, here's the funny part is, well, another funny part is, I never really gave that chorus a thought, but I did know the song was about this guy's inability to reach his girl. And honestly, I must have been innocent because I figured that either she changed her number, she moved, but I didn't realize This guy's calling his girl, and she's like, click. Get my mom, click. Not even a hi. I told you not to call me anymore. Click. No. Hey, baby. Click. Oh, my God. Oh, that's right. Back in the days, I forgot. That's what, you could do that shit. Someone would call. Wait, hold on a second. Hold on a second. This story doesn't make sense. Wait, my version makes more sense. Holy fuck. Yeah, this little girl's got it wrong. Okay, hold on. Okay. I felt silly watching this video because I'm like, oh, I didn't realize she was hanging up on him. But when this song came out, Call Display didn't exist. I'm that old, kids. I'm not fucking. Call Display did not exist. So she must have changed their number. So this dude is called. Oh, no, okay, because I guess when you change your number, they would have gotten the message, the number you're trying to reach is not in service. Please hang up and try again. Or maybe he's been calling her so much that she knows she just got into the habit of just picking up the receiver and hanging it back up. Again, you kids need to understand. Maybe I should put a tutorial on how phones used to work back then. But all I know is there was no Call Display. So she might have hung up on a job. Ha, ha, ha. Who's laughing now? All right, okay. Where was I? What the fuck was I saying? Yeah, okay. So regardless, the real funny part is, and the first time I saw the video, I didn't get it. Because I was laughing with the little girl. Because the little girl was like, oh my God, she hung up on him? Oh my God, that's cold. That's something my cousins would do. Sympathize. Oh my God, that's cold. What? They wouldn't call her a bitch, but they'd be like, wow. You really fucked up. For her to be that mean to you. Anyways, what's really funny is when they pan the camera to the guy, I guess that's his father, I'm assuming, and he's not happy. He's up, and it took me a while to understand this dude is reliving those. He's reliving those moments. He's listening to the song, Mr. Telephone Man. He's like into it and reminiscing. Because I've done that too. There are certain songs, if I hear them, I'll start thinking about a particular moment. Usually it's not good moments, you know, with some girl dissed me on the dance floor. With some girl. Let's just be friends. Oh, snap. Guess what I saw? A fella tongue kissing my girl on the mouth. You know what I mean? There's certain songs that if I'm in the mood, and God forbid some kid starts analyzing the lyrics, I'm like, wait a minute, I don't get it. It's like, holy shit, you must have really fucked up for her to do you like that. Anyways, okay. No, this video was funny, man. Fuck it. That's why I'm sharing it. All right, Mr. Telephone Man. Okay, what time is it? Whatever. Okay, looks like it's going to be an extended episode. Not really. No, I forget. This is Wednesday. I got a curfew. Okay, last one. Oh, right. This is my favorite one. If you notice, there's a theme. A lot of this stuff is going to relate to the final thought. And, shit, is okay. And, okay, this one is from Reddit. And it's in the subreddit, Murdered by Words. It goes, damn, bro, you got her. And I really love this post. So Murdered by Words is usually someone will say some shit. And then the response is like a burn, like a fucking burn. And this one goes, there's nothing more satisfying than being prettier than your ex-boyfriend, your girlfriend. And the person responded with, fact that he's not going after just looks anymore means you taught him a valuable lesson. You know what? It's, I remember during my younger days, and I was one of those guys who, yeah, looks was everything. Fuck that looks. I mean, she better be hot. She better be at least a 7.5. I'm a mediocre 6. This bitch better be a 7. I don't do less than 7s. That's all that matters. I used to buy into rom-coms, you know, that beautiful girl. Who's that lady? Who's that lady? And, you know, she'd have that pretty face and, like, she'd walk in the club or the church or wherever, right? And it felt like that song that poetry that I recited, like everything was moving in slow motion. Like someone turned on the fan and her hair was in the air. Well, she's black, you know, the fan won't have an effect on her hair. Well, it depends. She got braids. Doesn't matter. But my point is, she's moving in slow motions. Winds are blowing. And, like, Cupid got you stupid. I thought that's all that matters. Didn't matter if... fuck her education. Talk to her. The fuck for what? I'm trying to stick my dick in it. You know what I mean? It's like... that's the only thing that matter was looks. And the weird part, the worst part is that when people would argue, it's like, just more, when girls would say shit, dude, because it was usually girls who were like smarter than boys, would be like, dude, there's more to a woman than just looks. I'm like, man, the fuck you talking about? You're just cock blocking. Now, I don't know at what age I figured it out. I'm a little embarrassed on how old I was when I figured it out, but it hit me. I'm like, wow. Nas has, okay, what's funny is I think I've swung to the complete opposite of the spectrum. Nas has a line that goes, I'm trying to remember. It goes something like, the prettiest face hides the ugliest soul, ugliest character, ugliest, but basically is, it's another example of can't trust a big butt and a smile. Another line I didn't understand. What's wrong with a big butt and a smile? I was like, oh, right. She wants my credit card number. She wants me to buy long distance. She wants me to invest in cryptocurrency. Yeah. And I'm on the other side of the spectrum where, yeah, it's like, yeah, pretty face. I'm like, yeah, what are you hiding? What the fuck are you hiding? Yeah, what's going on? This is what happens when you go to the strip club too often. Then you get jaded. It's like, yeah, you just want my wife. you don't love me. You just love my doggy style. Yeah, anyway. The only point I wanted to make is, yeah, that I am grateful that I've matured to the age of realizing that, yeah, it's not about just looks. Character over looks, definitely, for sure. Character over looks. I mean, nothing wrong with wanting to be pretty, but when you get to a point, pretty to a point where you're like, what are you hiding? You know what? On the last episode, I talked about this girl. I didn't give her justice. I talked about a woman who we were answering the question, what word would you use to describe yourself? And I said service. She said something like blossom or grace or stuff like that. And I made her sound like she was saying like a shallow answer. But no, she was just saying it's like, it's not about just being beautiful, but it's all about, it's not that she just valued looking good, but she valued shit like eating healthy, exercising, just doing whatever you need to do to radiate throughout the world, except service, except good action. But it's just, ain't nothing wrong with wanting to be a pretty flower. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. As long as that, you know, you're not a shitty person. That's my philosophy. All right. Okay. I could go longer on this. Like, I feel like I should talk to the children about, yeah, don't value. No, if I were to talk to my younger self, I would slap myself. I'll be like, yeah, no, dude, I am not leaving this room till you fucking understand. There's more to a woman, well, at that time, there's more to girls than just looks. And he's going to be like, fuck you, you fat old man. How do I know you're really mean? There's no way I'm that fucking fat. I'm going to end up being that fucking fat. What? And you got bitches too? Yeah, sorry. I'm imitating my younger self talking to me. And then I got to smack the shit out of him. Give myself bruises. All right, okay. Yeah, did I mention I'm in a better mood than I was earlier on? Oh, okay. I'll elaborate. Okay, let's jump to final thoughts. This concludes user random thoughts. Let's conclude to the final thought, the final act. And call it a day. Call it a podcast. Call it an episode. All right, let's go. Okay, it's official. I am not going to release the video version of this episode because I just spilled water on myself. I guess I could edit it out, but is it on my... Thank God for black t-shirts. All right. Okay, I got a series of... Okay, just quick final thoughts. One I just wrote, I said that I need to find a way to simplify the writing process. Because what I'm about to say in final thought, well, the two things I'm about to say in final thoughts is shit that I would want to write down, But if I try to write it, I'm just gonna get writer's block. It's just gonna stay constipated in my mind. But if I just say it out in this podcast format, then this would be my first draft. All right. Ooh, Jesus Christ. Good Lord. Oh my God, I'm a sinner. Okay, first one. This is really random. And before I get to what's up with the title of today's episode, I just had to start driving in. So this is what put me in a bad mood, in a not so great mood. When I drove back to work, I found myself thinking about there are two versions of myself I don't like. And I'm realizing that I'm likely being hard on myself again. And those two versions is the person I am when I'm in a relationship and the person I am when I'm at work. I don't like those two niggas. That's how I want to focus. But I was just driving home from work because I went into the office. And I found myself, and I was thinking about all the code switching I was doing, the person you hear on this podcast is not the same person that shows up to work. Sometimes I think I do this podcast to give life to who I'm supposed to be. Because the person who shows up in the office is not tap dancing. Shout out to my homegirl. We're having a discussion about it. And I love how she was able to understand what I was going through, because she said she'd be same here too. And I remember telling her, yeah, man, I feel like half of me feels like a coon and the other half feels like a fucking whore, a fucking stinking whore. Like, I just finished sucking dick while making eye contact and say, oh my God, what a pretty penis you got, Mr. White Man. You know what I mean? I really don't like. That's how people start drug habits, you know, to forget what they do to make a living. By the way, that's why I wrote on Twitter not too long ago. I wrote on Twitter, I said, there's got to be a way to make a living without code switching. Now, I'm sure there is a way, but I mean available to me. Imagine running my own company. Damn, did I mention it's hot in here? God damn it. All right, okay. All right, let's get to... This is something I need to elaborate in writing, so I'm gonna leave it before I start rambling on. All right, what's up with today's title? Okay, first I'll explain where I got today's title. If you didn't know, it's from the song Passing Me by Farside, and the verse is by Fat Lip. And I'll be honest with you, when I hear that song, I love that song, period. My favorite verse to that song is the last one. Mainly because of how much I relate to it. I can relate to it. Now, before I continue, I'm going to read what I wrote. Speaking of writing, write I wrote, and then I'm going to share my thought. Oh, just give me a second here. It goes. I got a big sign that says, read what you wrote. All right. Let me just get to it before I start overthinking, like I was just about to do. Man, is that fucking air purifier working or not? Like, my throat is acting up again. All right, okay. Where was I? Okay. The reason I picked this song, that verse... And that line, well, that the line I picked was just because I wanted to be able to read the whole thing and then add message. But to be honest, I think another choice title would have been, hold on, let me close this, would have been, I'm taking my time here to explain this shit. okay, not Dope is Ethiopian, but the one it goes, low-key unaware of my from a distance I desired her. No, okay, that doesn't sound like a title. Secretly admired her. Okay, that could have been a title. Wider a letter that went. Anyway, okay, doesn't matter. The reason I picked this song is because I felt it was the song that matched my mood after my last therapy session. On my last therapy session, again, I'm not going to go into details, but we had a conversation about, I mean, I learned about, I say learned, I was introduced to the concept. I'm still marinating the idea. I have shit I need to read to make more sense of it, but I was introduced to the concept of trauma bonding and authentic love. And during, every once in a while, in therapy, I'm listening, but sometimes my mind wanders. Well, actually, it wandered more after. I found myself thinking, reminiscing about, you know, when you're like in TV shows and, you know, you're in a situation and then the main character, okay, I guess this is like an old sitcom thing, and then they reminisce about something in the past. I found myself reminiscing about my love life, my early days love life. And I found myself thinking about the younger version of me who really felt the lyrics to I Need Love by LL Cool J. When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. In the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call. Telling me I need a dove who's as sweet as a... Wait, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove for the first time in my life. I see I need love. The fact I can recite it tells you how many times I listened to that song. But it's not just that, is I used to... I would listen to these slow songs and my mind would fantasize about having a girlfriend. Not just a girlfriend, not just a pretty woman, pretty girl who would later grow up and write a video about, the fucking nerds, man, the fucking nerds telling us what to do. Fuck Fauci. Not the fact that she was pretty, not the fact I'd have these fantasies about being with this. It's as if I had convinced myself at that young age that my life, again, young age, what the fuck do I know about life? Everything would be all right in the world if I can have that girl in my life. But the key thing to understand is I fantasized about it more than actually doing it. Like, I enjoy it. It's only later that I realized, therapist had to tell me this, and said, dude, kind of sounds like you enjoy the idea of love more than love. And I remember when she said that, I'm like, the fuck do you mean? The idea of love. It didn't make sense. My brain couldn't process the idea of love. And I'm realizing she was right. Yeah, I was in love with being in love. That the idea of it. I wasn't thinking of marriage. I'm like, yeah, if this bitch wants to get married. But I knew, oh, man, I had this habit of imagining this girl and then thinking, how does my last name sound with theirs? Because, you know, I was a traditional man. Didn't know shit. Anyway, so I used to fantasize a lot about, like, I'd walk, I'd see some pretty girl, and then my mind would go, okay, I guess that's love. I'd assume that's love because it was more infatuation or lust or shit like that. But, you know, the fuck do I know, man? I got no older advisor, wise adult telling me, okay, this is what love is all about. No, I'm like thinking the shit that's happening in the movies, in the rom-coms. In my mind, girls were like kingmakers. So all this to say, I fantasized a lot and never approached, rarely approached, because the fear of, because I like more the idea in my mind, because if I approach this girl, then fuck, and she disses me, then I gotta delete this fantasy in my head. It's like the fantasy was better than the real thing. But aren't you ashamed to admit that? Fuck, I was young, dumb. What the fuck? I don't know any better. But I guess my point is that was my love life. That was that. Yeah, that's what I think of love life. That's what it was as a kid. Some people have, you know, have more positive ones. Mine was like all fictitious, all in my mind. I'm trying to remember if I did have a girlfriend in high school, it was really like brief. Cause I was shy as a motherfucker and had a huge fear of rejection. There was something about the idea of a girl saying, you know what? You're a cool guy, but, or fuck no. I was like, oh my God. Oh. My fragile self-esteem couldn't handle it. So it was better for it to keep it in my mind. Now, here's where things get even more fucked up. I had the unfortunate, didn't realize it then, but I had the unfortunate of discovering porn at a very young age. So it added another layer to the fantasy of this unrealistic version of a relationship, of the unrealistic version of a woman, of what women are, or what relationship with a woman. Yo, it was so fucked up. One of my wise homies had to break it down and said, bro, there's a difference between, and I didn't get it at the time, because there's a difference between doing something to a woman and something with a woman. I'm like, what the fuck you talking about, nerd? So I punched him. But I'm saying, fear of rejection, discovery of porn, and then it just, all it did was it amplified my love of that fantasy in my mind. And plus, I have a very powerful imagination. It's like the Matrix. I mean, that's why I like the Matrix so much, because the mind made it real. In my head, I think my brain is convinced that, dude, all that jerking off you're doing, we must have a lot of kids around. Where are they? Because we've been spitting out a lot of sperm. Yeah, fear of rejection, like that song said. It's all in my mind. And if you add all this thing up, it's just a recipe for disasters, which is why all my exes, I'm not going to diss them. I'm not going to diss them for that. Sorry, I'm trying not to sound like Puffy. I take full responsibility for beating the shit out of that girl. No. I'm wise enough to know that all my relationship woes were my fault. The women I picked to be in my life, they were just playing a role, and I was playing a role. But they were a reflection of my low self-esteem. And you know what? I'm trying not to diss them. But let's just say I didn't. And that's the thing. I didn't seek women. They were the ones who came after me. Okay, this came out wrong. I didn't pick one. It was just, I would have a lottery number. Some girl had like, yo, this sucker, I can. It was like opportunity and. It's basically, I was too scared of rejection. But if some girl picked me, hey, you want to be my boyfriend? I'm like, yeah. Okay, just the thing though is my ex might kill you. Yeah, whatever. We can make it work. Love will find a way. All this to say, I was not in the driver's seat when it came to relationship. It wasn't like, all these women figured out that, yeah, no, it's not going to work out between me and this guy. This guy doesn't actually, like, I'm not a human in his eye. Like, this dude is chasing something else. Like, they would figure it out, and I wouldn't. I'd be, like, too blind. It's like, why you want to dump me? But I feel like they saw what I couldn't see. So, all this to say, all my attempts at relationships were all failures. And they were, like, strong enough failures to be like, yeah, fuck that. I don't want to do shit with relationships. Oh, I guess that's what the conversation that I'm having. It's like, yeah, you fucked up, but it wasn't fully your fault. You didn't know. You were drunk at the wheel. You weren't making, the choices you weren't making were like influenced by your, you know, it's like, that's not how you select, that's not how you find a partner. I was doing everything wrong. Looking for love in all the wrong places. Nah, it was worse than even looking for love for wrong places. It's like you weren't looking for love. You were looking for acceptance. You weren't even in love with this girl. You were the ideas of these girls. It's like I'm really trying to explain it in a way where I'm not blaming them. I'm blaming myself, but I'm not trying to be too hard on myself. Anyways, all this to say that I'm sure some folks had it worse, but yeah, my love life wasn't that great. I actually don't want to use the word love, but it wasn't that great. All right, one line that I added is that another thing porn did is it made me resentful of all the women I was sexually attracted to and didn't reciprocate that attraction. How the fuck are you going to resent them? Yeah, I'm not educated. I'm giving all these. Porn didn't help. I remember it took me a while before I realized that. And it was actually on International Women's Day when I was understanding the reason for an International Women's Day. And at some point, it just clicked. I'm like, dude, you just realize you've been judging all women by whether or not they want to have sex with you? I'm not the only guy that does that. A lot of us are. A lot of these dudes that are resentful against women who are misogynistic, it's because they grew up with the idea that women are kingmakers. This pretty chick is supposed to come in your life, and if she's in your life, that means that's a good one. Over here, guys, that's a good one. And because she's not in your life, because they reject you, that's their way of saying, ah, fuck that. He ain't shit. He ain't no real nigga. Nigga, whatever. I'm trying to imitate. I think Bun B has a lyric about that. I'm going to take your girl. Yeah, this is one of those things I need to put on paper, but this is the brown. But I'm just trying to say, make a connection that after my last therapy session, I found myself reflecting on this quote-unquote love life. I mean, wasn't that great? And I'm not saying, you know, don't cry for me, Argentina. This is not meant to be like, poor me, whatever. But it's, I think you call these a mental inventory. When you take a look at your story, like, holy shit. Like, this quote-unquote love life, love journey, is not something you put in a book unless it's like for study, like a textbook maybe. But it's not no... There was no romance in there. It's all fantasy that I made up in my head. Yeah. And I guess if I found myself rereading that poem earlier on, it's because of that line where he says, wait, no, I didn't pursue my little princess with persistence. I mean, with persistence. I was so low key that she was unaware of my existence. Amen to that. From a distance, I desired her, secretly admired her. Wider her letter. Yeah. Anyways. Yeah. I know. Now I'm thinking about if I could do it all over again. I don't know. What would change? Well, one thing's for sure. I mean, how do I stop myself from discovering pornography? What would help? Yeah, that would have helped. Not discovering pornography at such a young age, or watching it, being exposed to it at such a young age. Having like some kind of guidance. Actually, most of the men that I knew, when it came to women, there was only two categories. The first one, they didn't understand shit about women. They were as bad as I was. And I mean like, I don't know. How do you understand a girl? You're supposed to listen to her? Fuck, you bitches talk too much, you know? The second one, they understood enough about women to get what they want from them. It was like they understood them the way a salesperson figures out that, oh, okay, all right, if I get my assistant to show him her breasts, if she sees a bit of breast, he's going to sign on the dotted line. You know what I mean? Like, enough to manipulate you. So I guess it would have helped to have some... You know what? Fucking sex ed class would have been fucking nice. And not just talk about the women's vagina. I mean, like, explain them as they're humans. I mean, not I expect you to be picked up. I don't know. How do you explain to a boy that girls are human beings? I guess the same way we figured out that we were, you know, patriarchy didn't help us. I don't know. Again, this is another episode where I remind you, the listener, that on this podcast, I don't offer solutions. I just think things through and hope that at some point I'll figure it out. But for now, I'm just going to wrap it up with... The letter came back 3 days later. Returned to sender. Damn. She keeps passing me by. Yeah. All right. This concludes today's episode. Episode 180. Return to Sender. If you hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed recording it. Hope you're having a your mood is as good as mine. Hope the air in your location is way better than the air in this goddamn studio. And as always, if you want to holler at me, you can find me on these internet streets. If you go on shutuppodcast.com, you go to Google and then take a left on shutuppodcast.com. Take a right or a left on shutuppodcast.com. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Shutuppodcast.com. I said it 3 times, so it should be engraved in your memory. Email address is shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. Just a quick reminder, if you want to subscribe to this podcast and you can't find me on your favorite podcatcher, just go to the website and the RSS feed is like smack dab on the main page. You know, I just realized that I have 3 links on the main page. I have I got the word subscribe. It says Apple Podcast, Google, and RSS feed. In case you didn't get the memo, Google is going out the window. So I guess I should replace it with iTunes and possibly YouTube. I'll figure it out. That's not your problem, but I'll figure it out. With that said, I did all that. Yeah, so with that said, thank you for listening. And please remember, be kind to your favorite podcast. All right, peace.